Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled BABBEL.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Last night, you spent 2 hours deciding what to wear to the party. This morning, it'll take you 2 minutes to list it on Depop and make your money back. Just grab your phone, snap a few photos, and we'll take care of the rest. The sheer dress and platform heels you'll never wear again? There's a birthday girl searching for them right now. Your one-and-done look is about to pay for your next night out. Or at least the ride home. Your style can make you cash. Start selling on Depop, where taste recognizes taste.
They say you should learn something new every day. Like how you should only drink Jägermeister at 0 degrees Fahrenheit, ice cold. Like those frozen cavemen they find, which makes you wonder, what would a caveman think of Jägermeister? Well, if you served it warm, he'd probably throw it in your face, say, Oonga Boonga, and storm off. And nobody wants that. So drink it cold or not at all. Jägermeister. Damn, that's cold. Drink responsibly. Jägermeister Liqueur, 35% alcohol by volume, imported by Mast Jägermeister U.S., White Plains, New York.
Murphy, the Arizona State head baseball coach, who just happened to also be the head baseball coach of the team that Dustin Pedroia played for, and having covered Dustin throughout his entire career, we kind of came up together, and obviously we've had him on the podcast a ton of times, and there's a lot to pick through when it comes to Dustin Pedroia and his career and his existence. Well, one of the parts of Dustin's career, which I really wanted to get into it at some point, was his relationship with Pat Murphy. Again, I had heard about Pat Murphy from the stories from Dustin when the two were at Arizona State. Then, out of nowhere, seemingly, you start seeing Pat Murphy. Oh, he's in the Major League team. Now he's with the Milwaukee Brewers. Now he's the manager of the Milwaukee Brewers. So this is my long-winded way of saying I really wanted to get a chance to sit down with Pat Murphy, and I got that chance finally. So one of the things, and the thing, that I think both of us wanted to talk about was Dustin Pedroia's Hall of Fame candidacy. And you're going to listen to Pat and you're going to say, wow, man, you thought that we had a good case in Operation 1526. Of course, going to bat for Dustin Pedroia at the Hall of Fame, which he did pretty well. It's about 20% of the vote. The second year is moving up. You thought we did pretty well. Well, you're going to want to listen to Pat Murphy. He is so good, so inspirational. And just being around Pat for a couple days here, you can see why he's so successful as a manager and wherever he has been. So what I'm saying is that I really, 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 really am so thankful I get a chance to talk to Pat Murphy for this podcast. And I'm also thankful that this podcast also includes Brandon Sproat. Of course, Brandon Sproat was part of a big part of the trade. Freddie Peralta sent Freddie Peralta to the Mets from the Milwaukee Brewers, and the Brewers got back Chet Williams and Brandon. Brandon, of course, is former second round pick of the Mets, pitcher, hot top prospect, all of that. And of course, you guys know I love talking to guys about what the life is like when you get traded, but also in this case, you know, what life is like going from the Mets to the Brewers, and also good stories and an unbelievable story about one of his former Mets teammates, Nolan McLean. Anyway, all right, first up, I'm going to give you my sit down with Pat Murphy, exclusively talking about Dustin Pedroia's Hall of Fame case, because you know what? There's nothing more entertaining, insightful, informative, or entertaining again than Pat Murphy talking about Dustin Pedroia. Here you go. Here's Pat.
There's no human being on the planet I would rather be talking to more than Pat Murphy right now. That's a fact. And we literally just, a little bit behind the scenes, we're going to talk about Dustin Pedroia. So I wanted to sort of warm him up by getting Dustin Pedroia and his wife on the horn. I wish I could have recorded that.
That wasn't for publication.
Yeah. But Pat, first of all, it's great to meet you. I came up with Dustin, and I've heard so many awesome things in so many ways. So it was great to meet you here and get a chance to talk to you. And Dustin and I have been doing Operation 1526 to get him in the Hall of Fame, right? It was Operation 1525. We made some headway.
Nice.
You know, I know that you feel strongly about this guy, about where he belongs. So right. Just talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the particulars of the Hall of Fame voting or anything like that, but I know it's supposed to represent the group of people that impacted the game the most. And if anyone can watch his career and not know that he impacted the game, like, he changed the way scouting was done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he changed the way you understood a winning player.
Mm.
And he also gave hope to so many players that never had a chance to play in the big leagues. And now you're seeing it.
Mm.
There's many players. Caleb Durbin's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But there's many players that have done it. And you say, wait a minute, size doesn't really matter that much if they have these other characteristics. And Dustin's got them all. And the world championship, what he did for team, what he did for teammates, like how he changed how we viewed how players affect other players.
Mm.
He makes other people better. You see it on the basketball court. You see it on the football field. And I'm sure you see it in other sports. But this guy made others better. This guy was a teammate. This guy led people. He impacted people. He helped young people.
Mm.
He didn't haze the rookies. I'll guarantee it.
Because
that's not the person he is.
Mm.
That matters. Oh, it's just about the numbers. Well, if it's just about the numbers, if he didn't have the knee injury, he'd have all the numbers necessary.
Mm.
I'm not sure he doesn't have the numbers anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But the way we gotta have some way we can, in my opinion, we can really get the best players, the most impactful players into the Hall of Fame, especially ones that did it for a long time.
So when I voted for him, obviously you go through, I've did a million different reasons why I vote for guys, but with him it was, that's who I want representing a baseball player in the Hall of Fame. And you just articulated that.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, it's you got to back it up with numbers and success, and he did. He did, and he played hurt. Think of the years he played hurt.
Mm.
Think of the years he wouldn't go on the IL, whether it was his thumb, you know, his hand.
Well, when he was bad, Mer, when he was not producing, it was always, to me, there was a, and he would never reveal it, but he was always, I don't know if he was that way when he played with you. Yeah.
Well, this kid, you wouldn't want anyone else on your ball club. He cared about others. He took care of himself. He held people accountable, but he played good. You know, he played good. I remember when he was, David Chad called me on the phone. He was the scouting director, and he was basically saying, what the hell's a kid doing? He's going to sign with us, whatever. I said, you better pay him because you're going to regret this. I'm going to see you down the road. You're going to owe me money because I'm telling you, this kid's a big leaguer.
When you, to go back to when you first were, do you remember the first time you were introduced to him?
Yeah.
What was that? When do you?
He came in on a visit, and he came in my office. He had a cutoff T-shirt, whatever you call those things, the white ones.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
he had one of those on. His skin was as white as the wall here, and he weighed about 140 pounds, and he made a muscle, and he said, look at them guns, Coach, what do you think? I said, Pedroia, you better catch a ground ball, because you come here, you better back that shit up. And he never let me down. He said, don't you worry, you won't need another shortstop for 4 years.
Really? And so when it gets closer to the time when teams are actually looking at him and teams are coming to you, do you have to talk them, give them the same sort of thing?
He proved it on the field.
He proved it.
I said, look, guys, you could be afraid and pick somebody else that's more physically gifted.
Yeah.
But this guy's going to get it done. And he proved that over time. I mean, we played against the best, and Pedroia was in the middle of everything. He hit everybody in the league, and, you know, there was no indication he wouldn't go on. And then when he struggled a little bit when he first came up in AAA, first came up there, you know, just a matter of time.
So this last thing is, you know, I've said this before when I've walked into clubhouses. I said, we'll never enter a clubhouse the same way, like what it was with Pedroia. All the reasons you said of him playing, changing the game. Is he maybe the most unique guy, player you've been around? Not necessarily like the greatest or whatever, but the most unique.
Most unique.
Yeah.
He's really, I don't know, what do you call it, a unicorn? You know,
Yeah.
He's one of one. You know, like I say, guys like Durbin, the image of Pedroia, you know, like you can see like, hey, there's a little Dustin in him, but there's only one Dustin. And his teammates will tell you that. Big Poppy, I've never met Big Poppy, but I guarantee he feels the same way. Like,
how have you not never met him? Yeah.
But the common bond, we'd be friends because we got one common bond, Dustin Pedroia. And, you know, it's just one of those things where he impacts people. And I can tell you that guy knows he's not in the Hall of Fame without Dustin. He realized that. And he had a long, great career, right? He's not in the Hall of Fame without Dustin Pedroia. And he's, you know, Big Poppy gets the big hits and he hits the big homers and all that. But Pedroia wore you out every night. He wore you out every night. And it's different. So he deserves to be looked at differently because he has those different qualities that aren't like something to feel sorry about, or he didn't have this, you know, great growing up story or any of that. He doesn't have that. He had qualities that help baseball teams excel, and he himself excelled in areas that can't be measured. So that should be considered and who he was, not just flat out numbers. It's not a computer thing. It's about the guys who impacted the game the most. And I know, and I'm so partial, but I'm also adamant. I've been in the game 40 some years, and I'm adamant that this guy impacted baseball. I watched it from my view. I wasn't even in the big leagues yet. Now talking to his teammates and talking to people and then seeing how close his numbers are without the injuries, without the knee getting blown out. You know, I mean, he didn't have like normal surgeries on that
thing.
They basically put him together.
Yeah.
And with all that being said, for that guy, for me, he's an impact player to the point where he belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Well, I waited a long time to have this conversation, so I appreciate it, man.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you.
All right, again, thank you, Pat Murphy, for doing this. Thank you for sitting down, and thank you for being you. So there you go. And also, Brandon Sproat, thank you for being you once again. We got a chance to catch up with Brandon. He's with the Brewers now, finding his way with the Brewers, finding his niche, and also reflecting on his time with the Mets. And as I said at the outset, you don't want to listen to the entire conversation with Brandon, because toward the end, he tells a story, which I did not know about Nolan McLean and how the instance, the moment that Nolan McLean said, I am not going to be a two-way player. I'm only going to be a pitcher. But it's not just like, oh, you know, I'm going to tell the coaching staff. No, there was this definitive moment that is the ultimate walk-off from being a position player executed by Nolan McLean. But, and there's also a lot of great stuff from Brendan Sproat as well. All right. Remember, at BB isn't boring, at BB isn't boring. Rate, review, subscribe, all of that. And the merch is flying off the shelves. BBisn'tBoring.com, BBisn'tBoring.com. T-shirts, hats, the whole ball of wax. All right, here you go. Here's Brendan.
There's no human being I'd rather be talking to more than Brendan right now, so thank you for taking a couple of minutes. You know, I'm always interested in the dynamic of switching teams, of like what that's like, where we go and we think we know, and then all of a sudden the business of baseball pops up. And the good thing is, not to be too long-winded, but the good thing is, like, somebody wants you, but you're leaving.
America leads the world in medicine development. It matters. We get new medicines first, nearly 3 years faster. 5 million Americans go to work because we make medicines here at home. And not relying on other countries keeps us safe. But China is racing to overtake us. Will we let them, or will we choose to stay ahead? When America leads, America cures. Let's tell Washington to keep us in the lead.
Learn how at AmericaCures.com. Paid for by Pharma.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Your guys behind it is saying, time.
Yeah.
Take me through this little process.
Yeah, no. It's one of those things that, you know, it's anyone can be traded, you know, and players know that. But at the same time, you almost kind of think, you know, oh, not me. But yeah, no, I was literally at home. Just chilling, and one of my buddies texted me and was like, hey, your name's all over, you know, social media.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was like, okay, like, whatever. I mean, you see mock trades, you know, throughout the whole offseason, you know, nothing really comes of it, until that one did. That was a quick process, and I think it was like 20 minutes.
So just to go back, so
your buddies are just looking at social media. They're saying, yeah, hey, man, you, like, by the way, you've been traded.
Or? Well, no, so like they were like, hey, your name's all over social media.
Oh, okay.
You know, there's a rumor going around, you know, about the Freddie Peralta, you know, and Mets trade package. And I was okay. And then, Jonah called me and he was like, hey man, he's like, please tell me that this isn't true. And I was like, I have no idea, man. I was like, I haven't heard anything yet. And then like 3 minutes later, my agent called me and he was like, hey, this is what my resources are saying. And then I was like, okay, you know, like if I hear anything, I'll let you know. And like not even 5 minutes later, David Stearns called me and was like, hey, you know, we're trading you to Milwaukee. And so that was the,
hit. Like you don't ever know until you know, right?
I mean, you know, like after the phone call was over with him, I was like, wow, okay, that just happened. So, you know, my phone's blowing up, you know, with everyone texting me and calling me. Obviously, you know, my family was there next to me. You know, I didn't know what to think of it at first, you know, like, is this a good thing? Is it a bad thing? You know, but I mean, after multiple talks, you know, with my agent, with my parents, you know, and friends that, you know, have been along the journey with me, you know, they're all like, hey man, like, you know, we're super excited for you. We think it's going to be great for you. So, and you know, it has been great so far.
I was going to ask, like, it's a cliche question, but like, it's new. I mean, everything's new, but it's also different, right? I mean, it's all, everywhere you go, you get learn new things, I would imagine.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, Murph and Hook have been great, been super helpful. The players have been awesome. You know, even from day one of, you know, introducing themselves, you know, trying to get to know me, you know, making me feel comfortable. So that was definitely super nice of them to do that. You know, it makes things a lot easier when you got people like that around you. That just goes to show, you know, how the Brewers are. But yeah, I mean, I've got no complaints so far.
Is there anything, this is sort of a wonky specific question, but is there anything you're doing differently? Like, is there a new, revamping a pitch, new pitch, new approach, anything even a little thing?
No, I mean, I would say there's really nothing crazy. That was also the nice thing, you know, about coming here is, you know, they liked what they saw.
Mm-hmm.
From the get-go, and it wasn't like a, hey, let's change everything. So that was nice. It was more of a, hey, let's refine this and, you know, and make this better, you know, more efficient. And a lot of it has been mechanics, you know, just staying close, you know, being good rotational north to south, you know, not spinning all, you know, flying open, spinning off off the baseball. Stuff like that, which, you know, obviously transfers over to, you know, the more consistency of pitches, you know, and the control. But yeah, I mean, it's been great. It's been, they've been super helpful. So
it's, you know, it's not like any knock on the Mets, but the Brewers are, they've had some pretty good success stories lately, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, the Mets were also great, you know, high praise to the guys that were there. That was really the downfall, or not downfall, but only sad part. You know, was leaving those relationships that I, you know, made throughout the 2 years I was there. But yeah, like I said, you know, nothing but high praise for those guys that were there. But yeah, I mean, the Brewers, you know, they've got a reputation of, you know, helping young players, and, you know, even helping, you know, veterans. I mean, and then the players help each other here too.
Yeah.
That's also a huge part. That makes this team so good. But yeah, I mean, everyone just, you know, comes to work every single day, you know, through the highs, through the lows, you know, picks each other up, you know, especially on the bad days. You know, and just, hey man, you know, keep going, you know, this game is tough. But you know, still, show up to work every single day, you know, and just grind it out.
The last thing is Jonah Tong, right?
Yeah.
Jonah just happened to be on the podcast about a week ago.
Nice.
Which we gave him his Canadian Baseballs and Boring A shirt. If you have any, besides, America, if you have any other nationalities, like, you qualify for the WBC win next round?
I honestly have no idea.
Okay, we'll do a 23andMe. So yeah.
Yeah, I mean, all I know is that my mom's mom, she's from England.
There it is.
Yeah, but that's about all I know. I'm right. Sure there's some others in
there. Yeah, yeah. The purpose of that was, when I talked to him, I asked him about seeing guys, your buddies, the people you played with, go to the majors and do well and have their moment. And obviously Nolan McClain has done what he's done, yeah. Right? And Carson Bench had that great moment, like the first game. But is that something you guys are like bonded for life? I mean, that
yeah,
group, right?
No, exactly. I mean, I love those guys that are there. You know, Jonah, Nolan, Bench, I wasn't with Bench for too long, but yeah. He's a super likable guy. You know, it's definitely awesome to see, you know, those guys have success in the big leagues. I mean, to see Bench, you know, get called up and, you know, his first hit's a homer. I mean, that's not something you see every day. Mm-hmm. And that's super special. You know, Jonah, I mean, to have an amazing debut. I mean, it's, you pull for those guys because, I mean, you would want them to do the same for you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, those guys are awesome. I mean, Nolan, that's one of my good buddies over there.
Well, he also, like Jonah said, I didn't realize that he went to the final game to watch Nolan pitch. Like,
yeah, yeah, because it was down in Miami.
It's
only like a 2-3 hour drive from Fort St. Lucie. So that's
just cool.
That just goes to show, you know, what kind of guy that he is. I mean, I was way to go support, and go watch good baseball. I mean, but Nolan, I mean, gosh, man, I mean, we from day one together, you know, starting out in spring training, you know, going to Brooklyn together.
Did you think he was going to be like,
special?
No. Special like this. Did you think he was going to be a two-way, have a chance? Because when I had him on the podcast when he was in double A, like, and he at that time, like, that's pretty late going in the game, yeah, man, a two-way guy. Did you think there was a chance?
Honestly, I think he could have done it. I think he still can do it. I mean, the guy can swing it.
Yeah.
But I mean, I remember we were in Akron and, you know, he was, you know, trying to figure out, you know, what he wanted to do between, you know, sticking to it or, you know, just doing the pitching thing. And I remember we were at Akron and he went up to our hitting coach and told me after, he's like, if I hit a homer here, he's like, I'm done. I'm done hitting. Sure enough, he goes backside off the foul pole, and we were all freaking out. He hits home plate, and he's taking off his Evo Shield stuff, and throws it down the steps. He's like, I'm done. He's like, that's it. We're like, well, man, he's like, we're like, wait, that's a good way to go out.
But he kept going.
But no, he stopped after
that. That was it. That's a great. That his last thing was a home run.
His last AB in professional baseball was a backside home run.
I'm sure people know this, but I did not. So yeah.
And that's definitely, it's one of my favorite stories. But no, I mean, to watch, you know, to go through the minors with him, you know, and the struggles with each other and the highs with each other, and to watch him get called up and go shove in his debut and continue to keep shoving. I mean, it's awesome to see. You know, I'm also not surprised either. I mean, the guy's got great stuff. He's a great dude. You know, goes to work. You know, nothing but high praise for him. But I mean, So I gotta give him shit with them. I see.
Yeah,
that's just what buddies.
Hey, listen, you guys are all gonna. It's great things and good things for you. So I appreciate it, man. It's good talking with you. Yeah. Thank you.
April means draft month. Commanders rumors, mock drafts, and the big decisions all getting picked apart.
Will the Commanders go get another playmaker on offense or finally fix the defense?
The Caps are pushing for the playoffs, and every game suddenly feels like it matters.
And Nationals baseball is underway, too. Early signs, lineup questions, and who's starting to figure everything out?
We just say what we think every morning.
Follow the Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.